is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington, otherwise known as UFO and Paranormal Central. Tonight we thought we'd do some interesting things. We've had so much UFO activity, and up here in the past 3 or 4 days, it's just been phenomenal, and something is majorly up, not just here, but around the world. And, you know, rather than just, you know, one person telling his story, which is actually a movie that's coming out here real soon. I don't know if people have hit YouTube, but if you go to YouTube and type in James Gilliland or E. Seti, you'll see Contact Has Begun, his story, and you can watch the trailer for the new movie that's coming out. And that'll be hitting sometime July. I guess it's going to be starting to hit the theaters, and will be available with DVDs as well. So, anyway, kind of hard for me to watch myself on the screen, but so far everybody that's reviewed it has had their minds blown, but I'm probably my own worst critic, so I just leave it up to the other people to figure out whether they enjoy it or not. But the special effects and the graphics and what they did and the message that comes through is just mind-boggling. I was shocked when I saw it. I walked out of there just speechless, and it was like a dream come true, you know, getting this message out. So it's like Al Gore Part 2, E.T., you name it. You know, everything is in there. It covers Earth changes, contact, the UFOs, what their message is, who they are. Just a little bit about everything is in this movie. So it's one that's going to really open the eyes of the people that see it. Now, another thing I'd like to talk about a little bit before we start, we're going to move into a sky watch. It's a little early now. It's still bright out here for a sky watch. So what I thought I'd do is interview the people here that have been here for the past 2 or 3 days, and they've had just phenomenal sightings, and let you hear it from some of the guests. I don't know the backgrounds of these guests. I know they have many talents in many different areas. I don't know if they have degrees or PhDs or whatever. I mean, we have enough of those to choke a horse. But, you know, we've had base commanders up here, Air Force base commanders. We've had pilots, aerospace engineers, too numerous to mention. Some 30 at a time have come up here and have seen the ships and have gone on record. We went on coast to coast and actually brought a lot of the engineers on, and some of the, even the Skunk Works people that have been here. And they actually testified on coast to coast and said, look, these aren't ours. We don't know what they are. And one of the guys said, I know what we have, and these aren't ours. So, you know, obviously there's something incredible happening here, and they are coming on. They are responding to the people on the ground. We've been signaling them with lasers, putting the thought out for them to light up, and when they come up, they power up, and the whole sky lights up. Something amazing that's happening lately is that they've been bilocating light, which is pretty amazing. And although the ships would power up and throw off this tremendous light, there would be no beam of light between us and the ship, although the people on the ground would light up, and their faces would light up, and the whole ground would light up, and people would feel an energy exchange and feel very giddy, very positive, and just, wow, you know, and it totally changes their consciousness. So, you know, in a very positive manner. So, anyway, that's been going on a regular basis. A lot of interdimensional work going on. We've been taking photographs in the field, and it's just wall-to-wall orbs with beautiful light spheres in every color imaginable that are showing up in the field. So, that's going on as well, and it's just getting awesome. Some of the things I wanted to cover before we bring the guests on, too, is, you know, in the Earth change category. You know, we've heard the story about the bees, where we're losing large number of bees. We have bees here at the ranch as well, and lost quite a few. You know, there's a lot of different reasons. My own gut feeling is it's the chemtrails, because the things that they're finding in the chemtrails are known pesticides that which were banned, and they're very serious, you know, chemicals in these chemtrails they've been spraying, and they say they're doing it for weather modification and to create a nice shield for the planet. But I think there's ulterior motives, because the things that they are spraying up there are definitely unhealthy, and there's biologicals and all kinds of things in these chemtrails. So if you want to go to learn more about the chemtrails, just go to carnicom.com or Will Thomas, any of these websites, type in chemtrails and read about these things and get educated about the chemtrails, because, I mean, there's some very nasty chemicals in these things and biologicals, and it really needs to end as soon as possible. There's a few other things. The sun is just going ballistic. I don't know if people have been out in the sun lately, but it's so penetrating, it's going right through us. And I was out working all day on the ranch here, and I swear it went right through my hat, right through my shirt. I got sunburned anyway. It's just putting out a whole different frequency and could be more X-ray. Something is really going on with the sun, so if anybody is monitoring that, of course, we aren't going to hear anything from NASA. We might have to go to European, their space programs to find out what's really going on, because NASA doesn't seem to want to inform the people about what's really happening, you know, in the universe, especially concerning UFOs. But anyway, the movie, we got some excellent footage that is not even accessible to most people because it came out of Europe. And a lot of the things that we're seeing, the Hubble images and things of that nature, we're not seeing half of the images and just the beauty that's out in space. So we were lucky enough to get some just incredible images from space and just some mind-blowing graphics for this movie. But it's called Contact Has Begun, His Story with James Gilliland, and look for it in your theaters coming out soon. And if they aren't playing it, call your theater and say, why aren't you playing this new movie? And give us till July to get it out, because it's not even out yet. And we've got several theaters that are going to play it already, and it's not even finished. So I think this movie has legs of its own. There's a spirit behind it and an energy, and it's going to get out there pretty quick. There's a few other things going on. I know a lot of people are feeling the energy shifts, and we had two full moons this May and some planetary alignments that are going on, and overall the energy has just picked up, and it's just phenomenal. Sometimes I just have to lay down because there's so much energy, just to let my body adjust to the new energies coming in. So if your bodies are going through all kinds of changes and you're getting some headaches and you're feeling, you know, you're releasing a lot, it might be purging a little bit, a lot of it's due to your body's trying to catch up to the new energies coming in, and we're definitely fast-tracking right now in our awakening and healing process. So anyway, we're definitely on that road, and that road is getting a little rocky. We're going to go through a real rocky space here real soon with the earth changes, and the good news is after we move through these earth changes and some of the things we're going to be experiencing, which is, you know, a definite escalation in tornadoes and hurricanes and volcanic and earthquake activity, at the end of all this cycle, when the major cleanup is over, we get 1,000 years of peace and all the other things that the prophets have been talking about. So good news is we are pushing through these changes and these shifts, and eventually it's going to mellow out, and we're going to be experiencing heaven on earth, basically. So it's worth sticking around for a little while. I know it's a little rocky right now, especially in the social and economic and the physical experiences here right now, but during these times, we just need to tap in and move, you know, up to a higher level of consciousness, you might say, to ride this out and get the guidance we need to get through these changes. And these changes are definitely upon us, and we need to let go, let God, tap into love, and act on the inner guidance and make our own personal connection with Source, Spirit, whatever you want to call it. And don't forget to act on that, too, as well. And we have to realize that there is no separation in omnipresence. We're all in this together. This whole planet is going through this shift, and it's time that we all cooperate instead of compete and start working together to get through these changes. Well, enough said on that. Hopefully, we can start interviewing some of the guests that are here, and they can talk about some of the experiences they've had while they've been here. And I can get Don there to ring up my other line, the guest line, and hopefully we can get some of our guests on the air here real shortly. It's good to have just people from every walk of life to come up here and experience these ships, because then it's personal. And that's the whole thing. It's not a matter of proving it and getting all the scientists backed up and all the footage cataloged and trying to push it on people and interfere with their free will. It's a matter of making it available to anybody who wants to experience, and that's what we've done here. So just about anybody who wants to come up and that has an open mind and a loving heart that wants to have an experience usually has one, some kind of a wonderful experience. You never know. So anyway, hopefully we can get this line on and get somebody, one of our guests. Is there, Don, are you with us? We might have lost Don here for a minute, so. But we'll just keep going. We've also got call-ins that we can do. Okay, we had a little technical difficulty. This is, again, James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. And we're broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington. We've had some incredible sightings here. And I've got Riff, one of the people that stay here on a regular basis. And we'd like to... Are you on there? Are you on with us, Riff?
I'm here.
Okay, good. You're still connected. Could you talk about some of the sightings that you've had since you've been here before we bring on the rest of the guests? We've had some amazing guests here for the past 2 or 3 days. And along with that, we've had just incredible sightings, UFO sightings. So before we get into that, I wanted to ask, have Rip talk a little bit about some of the experiences he's seen since he's been here, both energetic, you know, hovering over the house, and as well as some of the physical sightings he's seen. So Rip, let her rip. What have you seen since you've been
okay,
here?
Okay, well, there was this one time where I was out in the viewing field with you and the guy from Darkest Radio, Dave.
Yeah, Dave
and,
Schrader.
I think you remember this, and we were all sitting facing the mountain. It was nighttime, and I guess we all looked up at the same time. I don't recall the exact synchronicity of us looking up, but what we all saw was this. It looked like a stingray. It looked about maybe 7 to 10 feet wide, and it was about 50 feet above our heads. And it looked as though it was just outside of the, I guess, our frequency range of sight. And it flew over us from right to left. And as it flew over us, it was sort of waving its wings like a stingray would do when it swims in the ocean. And I don't think any of us had seen anything like that. I know I hadn't. And mm-hmm. It was one of those things where you just kind of go, whoa, oh my God, look at that. And what was cool was that we all saw it. So it gave that triple confirmation just because, I don't know, if I had seen that by myself, I might have dismissed it as something. But getting that triple confirmation, it makes it so exciting.
Yeah.
That's one experience.
Now, I remember one time you told me, I remember I was meditating in the bathtub. This is a typical thing when the ships come in, and you said you saw some kind of an energy hovering right over the top of the building.
Yeah, I was sleeping in the conference building, and all of a sudden I woke up, and I looked out of the window, and the glass window door, it's pretty large, which gave me a pretty good view of your house. And I just woke up, sat up, and for some reason looked out the window toward your house, and I saw this huge sort of like lightning storm right above your bedroom's roof, maybe like 2 feet above your bedroom roof, this huge lightning storm. And it wasn't anywhere else, it was just right above your bedroom. And it sort of lit up the general area, but it wasn't coming from the sky. It wasn't, you know, coming. It was just coming from the source where I saw the light, which was right above your bedroom. And then, I mean, it was so synchronistic. I woke up, sat up, looked out the window. There it was. It lasted for about, you know, a few seconds, maybe 4 seconds at the most, and disappeared. And I was like, wow.
And also the orbs and all the other strange little energy beings and things like that we've seen here, it's been quite a ride down
just,
the rabbit hole.
Yeah, just every night sky watching on the field, you just see all kinds of anomalous activity and all kinds of energy things happening, all kinds of energy flying past you all over the place. And then this, I guess I'll share this last thing. Last summer, I was looking at the mountain. It was just before sunset. It was still light out. And I saw this huge light ship fly out of the left side of the mountain. And it was huge. And it flew out to the left a little bit. Then it flew down. And then it curved off, leveled off, and shot off in the distance, and it left a trail. And those are some of the really cool experiences here.
Yeah, that's not uncommon, it seems. A lot of people seem to give the exact same description of those events. Now, is there some other guests there that would love to come on
yeah,
and talk about
some things? Yeah,
in fact,
we have some more that could... Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Pass the phone.
Great, thanks, Rip.
Sure. Following the sound here.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a bunch of guests out in the field.
He's doing one of those bowl toning things here. I'm following
the sound.
It
sounds like it. I can hear it.
Here we
come to kill the bowl for a minute.
Hey, you ready?
Sure. Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Yes, this is Tom Lesher.
Oh, Tom, how you doing?
All right, I'm doing great.
Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio. We're just talking about some of the experiences that have happened here in the past couple days. And hopefully you could share with us some of the things that you've experienced while you've been here.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll start with right now. I am looking out over Mount Adams with a large pillar cloud rising right out of the top of the mountain. And it certainly reminds me of last night where we saw at least two separate lights, extremely bright. It seemed as if they were beams focused right towards the ranch here. And it was interesting because we went hiking up there yesterday, and there was nothing and nobody out there, so... I'm just certain of the quality of the light and the brightness that these were our visitors that we were looking for that I came up here to see.
There were a brilliant white and blue, it seemed like, bluish-white light, and just enormous lights on the mountain. And knowing that's 13 miles away, there's no way it could be any kind of a headlight. And it's in wilderness area. You can't have any kind of vehicle up there at all.
No.
You know,
yeah, it was pretty spectacular. And then it was pulsing as if it and you know, signaling practically.
Mm-hmm.
But that along with then the night sky viewing last night was, I've never experienced anything like it in my life. I think it was like Grand Central Station. We just had one object after another. Crossing paths, going in different directions, powering up, and disappearing from sight. And I've just never seen anything like it before.
I think a lot of that's because of the group you're with. All of you seem to be, you know, very tapped in and you might say spiritually evolved or you know, done your homework. And so that good cohesive spiritual focus that we have in the meditation work and put that all together, it seems to have really attracted quite a group of ships here in, you know, the past couple of days.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah,
we've been meeting regularly, seeking contact, and also cultivating our own evolution and raising our vibration to meet them, not just expecting mm-hmm. some physical phenomenon, but wanting to, come up to their vibrational level.
Exactly. That's where it's all about. Everybody goes, well, they haven't contacted me yet. And you just go, why? you expect them to do everything for you, then, you know, these are very spiritually and technologically advanced beings. We have to rise to the occasion.
Right. And I also think some of it was you, James. You definitely set a good, harmonious, the environment, just the energy of the ranch here, with the people here is just, it creates a condition, mm-hmm. It's almost like a container for some catalyst or transformation to happen, so I want to acknowledge you and express my appreciation for what you're doing here.
Oh, thanks. I might have had a little something to do with it. You never know.
Yeah.
Have you got another guest there close by?
Yeah. Here, let me pass the phone back over here.
He's another guest.
Okay. All right. It's gonna take me a few seconds to walk to the right spot here.
Okay. Seems like everybody's spread out in the field to a lot of different places tonight and doing singing bowls and meditating. And
okay, hold on a second.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey,
who
James.
Am I speaking with?
This is Alan.
Alan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. We've been enjoying ourselves here.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're having a great time. Yeah. I was trying to get, a few different, some of the guests out here to talk about some of the things they've seen in the past couple of days, and it seems people saw different things, and a lot of people saw the same thing. But if you could go ahead and talk a little bit about, what you've experienced since you've been here, it'd be awesome.
Sure. Well, we've had a couple nights now so far of sky watching, and the first night we saw quite a few things pretty high up that didn't appear to be satellites or anything conventional, and several flashes in the sky that were quite anomalous on the first night, and then last night there was quite a bit more happening. One in particular that was pretty striking was Mount Adams. We took a hike up on Mount Adams yesterday, a group of us, about six of us, and had to park the car because the snow, started to get on the road, and so we walked up quite a ways, and we didn't see anybody the whole time we were up there, and then when we came back down at night, we were seeing lights on the mountain that we are pretty darn sure were not conventional or human origin, which was quite striking, and saw a few ships come over that powered up briefly, and some lights that would be just gliding along and then blink out for a time and then come back on. No explanation for that. And also had quite a few orbs show up in photographs, which was pretty exciting too. So. And it's really fun being out here. There's a really good feeling to this place, and it really feels real grounding to be here.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're having a great time. Is there any of the women there that would want to go on the radio?
Sure. Hold on just a second here.
Get the feminine perspective.
Exactly. Would you like to talk to James? He wants to speak to have a feminine perspective.
Okay.
Here's Cynthia.
Hello.
Hello, Cynthia.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. We're trying to get the feminine perspective on all the sightings and the activity here. A lot of the guys have gone on the show and talked about some of the sightings in the past couple of days, but you know, we're hoping to get you to talk a little bit about what you've experienced while you've been here and some of the things you've seen.
Yeah, sure. Happily. Well, last night we saw a light from the mountain, which was kind of exciting. Sort of mysterious because we had been there during the day, and there's nothing but snow up there. And we'd actually gone, you know, the gates were closed, and there was nothing up there, you know. And then we saw this big light, and it flashed several times in the evening from the mountain. And that was really exciting. And what'd you say, James? That mountain's like 13 miles away?
Yeah, it's 13 miles away in that area where we saw the light. There's absolutely no roads, nothing there. And the only thing that's there right now is snow or just massive lava boulders, huge lava boulders. There's no way you can get a vehicle back there. And also, too, it's totally illegal. It's wilderness area. You can't have a vehicle in that area. So
yeah, I mean, it was halfway up the mountain and in a snowfield, and very mysterious. I thought that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw, again, last night, a lot of things flying through the sky very high, and one really bright flash. And it's just very interesting. You know, it's really worth a trip here to come and just sit out in the field. It's a beautiful place, and just sit and look and see what's what. You know, it's kind of awe-inspiring.
Now, how does it feel to you? I mean, most women are a lot more sensitive than men, and they seem to pick up the energy, you know, of what's going on here. How does it feel to be out in the field?
Well, to me, it feels like a sacred place, you know, like it inspires a lot of meditation and a feeling that you want to connect with, entities and forces that are not necessarily in human form. You know, you want to connect and you want to, you know, be uplifted by it. And it's definitely, you know, that's definitely what happens. You know, you really feel reverent. So, you know, it's mysterious. Of course, you know, the stars in the sky at night are always awesome.
Yeah.
But
it seems to bring out the spirit, you know, in people.
Yeah.
When they come here.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Definite.
Very beautiful.
Oh, thanks for so much for coming on the show. Is there anybody
sure.
else that wants to talk
well,
about
well, let me
some of
see if Crystal, or hey, you want to be on the radio? You want to talk about your experience? Oh, she's taking a nap. It's so relaxing here. No, I'll give you back to Alan, and oh no, here's Rip. So anyway, James, thank you for having me on your show,
and
this place is beautiful. I mean, it's really really beautiful, and I would encourage people to come up here and have a look for themselves. There's a lot of very magical stuff happening here.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I'll see you later.
All right. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, well, hey, Rip. How are you?
Hey.
Do we have any more guests out there? Or?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I could mention one more thing.
Sure.
I don't know if you guys already covered it, but the feeling aspect when there's an excitement that I've noticed since being here that happens when these ships power up. It's not a normal excitement. And it's really a happy, joyful, blissful state, I guess you might say. And it kind of seems to go hand in hand with a lot of the sightings here.
So there's some kind of an yeah, there's some kind of an exchange that happens when the ships power up, and I noticed that everybody gets real excited, but there's also some kind of a consciousness and energy exchange that happens.
Yeah, I definitely.
Now that the one the they happened to us a couple times. Do you remember when that ship powered up? I mean, it was brilliant, but there was no beam of light coming from the ship between us. But everybody on the ground just lit up. Everybody's faces lit up, and it was so strange because they seemed to bilocate the light rather
than
send it as a beam.
Yeah, because the ship was so high up there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they didn't send a beam down. They actually bilocated the light right on the group, and everybody lit up. And I thought that was a phenomenal show of technology or
whatever. Oh, yeah. That was incredible.
Pretty amazing. And after that happened, everybody was higher than a kite, too, at the same time. So I guess we're through with the Skywatch. Thanks for fielding the phone out there.
Sure.
We have a lot more people coming. Thanks a lot, Rip. So
mm-hmm.
We've got a lot more people coming to the Skywatch. And I think, you know, we tell people to come about dark 30 and to start seeing the ships. It's better to see them at night because they're really lit up and they put on quite a show. A lot of times during the day, you just see a little dot going over, you know, or because they're up there a little ways. And every once in a while, they drop right down in on us and power up. And we've had some treetop level things happen here and actually a landing in the field and a lot of landings on the mountain, where these ships have actually morphed from one to three, even four ships. And these are massive ships. Sometimes they take a quarter, they've got to be at least a quarter mile wide. I mean, because just the size of them and the light, the candle power coming from these ships is beyond anything, you know, we've ever seen. We took a 7 million candle flashlight that we had, a big one up there, and a cell phone, and we could actually communicate. And so we could see the ranch, and we fired up this light up there on the mountain and to see if we could see it. We couldn't even see it. And you can't see headlights up there. It's just too far away. It's 13 miles away. Now, on the box, when you buy a 2 million candle power light, it'll say can be seen up to 3 miles. And we're not talking about 3 miles here. We're talking about, you know, you can see a little tiny blip at 3 miles, so we're talking about 13 miles here. So these are pretty pretty massive objects that are emitting phenomenal candle power. The activity here has just been phenomenal lately, the past 2 or 3 days. And we've also noticed, too, is that we've had, you know, the 2 full moons and a major planetary alignment that's happening right now. And this is creating some energy shifts that are really pushing people to grow and expand and move to the next level. The old grid is being torn down, and basically the days of tyranny are over. You know, it's tyranny is being exposed on every level. So, you know, the apocalypse or the great uncovering is happening now, and we're in the middle of it. So hang on to your hats, because it's going to be a wild ride from here on out. We're going to have a lot of earth changes coming up and an escalation, you know, in the tornadoes and hurricanes and earthquake and volcanic activity as well, mainly due to the solar cycle we're in. The sun, if you haven't noticed, is emitting immense energies right now. So we're getting hit by coronal mass ejections and flares, and the nature of the sun has changed. I was out in it all day working on the ranch, and usually I can just stay with it all day and it doesn't bother me. I put a hat on and just keep going. But today, I had to give it up at about 2 or 3 o'clock and just come in and just said, you know, I'll come back out later when it cools down, because it was just going right through my shirt and through my hat and everything else. I felt like I was being x-rayed. So there's something going on. Hopefully we can find out the truth about what's going on. Because, you know, NASA's not going to tell us. The best way we can find out what's happening on the sun and what's happening on our planet is actually going to European space project, you might say. Go on the Internet and search out you know, a lot of the Russian scientists are actually spilling the beans about what's really going on, and NASA, of course, isn't saying anything, which leads us into the UFO things, which NASA isn't saying anything. NASA and SETI and you know, these are all just programs to give the illusion that somebody's looking for you, and they really aren't looking for you, because everything having to do with UFOs has to go through NSA before they can release it. So you know, the National Security Agency says, nope, you're not going to release it because we're not going to talk about this, so you're not going to hear about it. So forget about, you know, hearing anything about UFOs or contact or anything from these agencies, because they definitely are not going to be, you know, covering these experiences. It's been quite interesting. We did a NASA SETI challenge once. We said, okay, we're going to put our, you know, 70 hours of footage on the table, and along with all the base commanders, you know, Air Force base commanders and physicists that we have here, and pilots and engineers, you know, people from all walks of life that have come here, we're gonna go ahead and put them all, you know, on the table, you know, all the witnesses, all the footage, the photos, everything, and we'll call it the NASA SETI Challenge, and you can put all your things on the table too, and whoever wins the challenge or whoever has the best evidence walks away with the funding, you know, which would be a novel idea, because the people that are really sharing the information and gathering the information and are really here to serve the people and let the people know and inform them about what's really going on are really not getting the funding, you know. So that's kind of sad, but that's just the way things work. You know, the people that are doing the most damage and covering up things the most are the ones that are actually getting the funding, because they play ball, you know, with the ones that want to keep things covered up. So anyway, it's kind of sad, but that's the human condition right now. The good news is that this cover-up is pretty much over. The sightings around the world are just massive. It's happening like never before. Lima, Peru just had flotillas of ships flying over it, and that footage, you know, if you go to YouTube and type in UFOs or Lima, Peru, it should pop up. Mexico has literally hundreds, if not thousands, of ships and flotillas flying over Mexico right now. You know, there's other countries. I think Fife Simonson with the Phoenix Lights has come forward and said, yes, you know, there were ships here, and you know, they were extraterrestrial, and this was definitely a real event that happened, you know, with the Phoenix Lights. So now you have a governor coming forward. We've got presidents coming forward, astronauts coming forward. The French are releasing their information. The South American countries, Mexico, Brazil, all of these people are coming forward. And I guess now the United Kingdom is going to start coming forward with all the information they have on UFOs. So basically, the cover-up's over. It's done. And the real disclosure project is coming from the skies right now. And we tell people, you know, don't wait for NASA to tell you or SETI to tell you that ships are here. Go out and see for yourself. You know, turn off your TV. You know, if you need to take your beer out there with you, that's okay. Take a beer out there with you. Relax, but focus on a very high conscious, you might say. You know, fill your heart with love and joy and bliss. Let go of the problems of the world just one night. You got clear skies. And just ask. Say, you know, I want to know. I want to know if this is real. Are there ships out there? We did this experiment on the Art Bell show on Coast to Coast, and, you know, we almost crashed their equipment because so many people called in and talked about the sightings that they had. And this was globally, because it goes out to 15 million listeners around the world. There was people calling in, not only my site, Art was saying he just doesn't have the capability to field all of the sightings that came in. And they're around the world. It's just amazing. So these sightings were just happening everywhere. You know, it was just phenomenal. The night that we did the initiation experiment. So what we did is we had everybody just focus on the most loving, joyous, blissful energy they can. if they want to invoke the master of their choice for protection or guidance, they can do that as well. And just say, I want to know. If there are ships out there, you know, I want to experience it. And you'll experience it to the level that you're ready to have that experience. If you have fear, they're going to stay high, and they're not going to drop down really low. There's a lot of people that say, I'm ready, I really want to see the ships. And believe me, I've had people here that are they're Kung Fu masters, and these guys are fearless, and they're Qigong masters. And when these ships power up and come in and fly over their head, they freeze, and they you know, they get like buck fever. They just like, they don't even pick their cameras up or anything, and they just stand there and experience the energy, and it really rocks your world. So, you know, a lot of us say that we're ready, but, you know, a lot of us aren't ready, because when you have this experience, it does, you know, turn your mind over a little bit, and you have to start reevaluating everything. Like, we're not alone in the universe. Maybe, just maybe creation, you know, went on somewhere else. You know, other planes, other dimensions, other planets. You know, there's at least 11 dimensions out there full of life, just as much life on this dimension that we're in as well. And then, you know, you add the billions of suns, you know, in this Milky Way galaxy with planets around them, and then you add the billions of galaxies out there, it's just, it's unending. You know, it's such a little God to have one little planet, you know, where he did the Adam and Eve thing, and we're living in perpetual sin because somebody took a bite out of an apple. You know, I'm sorry, I just can't buy that one, you know. But a lot of people have, you know, whole cultures believe that, you know, we are condemned to everlasting sin or something, I don't know, because somebody took a bite out of an apple. But I think that, you know, the God that I know is a lot more forgiving than that. It actually doesn't even have an ego to judge. It's beyond that. So we need to change our image. In the days to come, we're going to have to start cooperating. And, you know, all this separation game that's going on, you can't separate yourself from omnipresence. It's impossible. You can't separate your neighbor from omnipresence. You can't separate nature from omnipresence. This whole separation game, you know, this divide and conquer game and this competition game that we've, you know, it's been perpetuated, you might say, here, is really not in our highest and best good anymore. And it's time to let go. It's time to join the rest of the universe in peace. It's time to start cleaning up our consciousness and cleaning up our environment and moving forward in this grand awakening and healing process, because we're on this ride, and there's nothing that's going to stop this process. It's beyond anyone's imagination, and it's like standing in front of a great wave and holding your hand up and say, stop, you know, you're going to get wet, basically, so I think you're going to experience a little more than just getting wet. But anyway, we have to start really tapping in, tuning in to what's going down around us, you know, getting our own inner guidance plugged in, and start listening and acting on the inner guidance. Our Skywatch, I can hear everybody kind of screaming and hollering out there, although we don't have the phone out there anymore, but obviously something's going on. You know, I'll have to go out and check it out later. On the next show, I'll kind of update people on what we've seen. There's quite a few new people coming out, you know, for the Skywatch. We also have open lines if somebody wants to call in. It's the open lines 877-876-5227. If anybody wants to call in and talk about some of their experiences with UFOs and some of the sightings they've had, or, you know, let's not limit to UFOs. Let's go into the ultra-dimensional experiences, you know, and the experiences with angelic guides or ascended masters or any of these. We're being, I don't know if people can hear this. If you listen real clearly, you can hear the frogs. That's good news, folks. When the frogs are talking, it means the environment's okay here. It's hanging in there. So much for the bees. The bees haven't been buzzing around here too much, but they're starting to pick up again. But we've got these incredible frogs here. Like, it's almost deafening towards the, you know, a little later on in the evening when it gets a little darker. But we're getting the wonderful serenade from the frogs. The land here has such incredible energy. It seems, due to the work we've done here and working with the nature spirits and putting in ponds and all these other things, before there was hardly any wildlife here at all. I mean, there was nothing when I first came here. And, you know, now the birds that are here, just the frogs that are here, we're seeing elk in our front yard every morning almost, a lot of deer. There's just all kinds of wildlife here right now that seem to be coming to the sanctuary. We found out also that our neighbors, they would lose their cows and their pigs, and a lot of times their horses would run away, and guess where they end up? right in our front yard, you know. So the animals are sensing something. They're sensing the peace, and there's something calling them here. And I know a lot of humans are actually sensing that as well, and something is calling them to the mountain. And who knows, you know, you might be listening to this show and feeling something calling you to the mountain, and maybe it's time to come up and have your own experience. You know, experience these things firsthand. There's nothing to fear here. You know, we don't have any of the abductions not scenarios going on, or the probes, or the, you know, the military bag engineered stuff coming in and in cahoots with the grays and experimenting on people. You know, that's not going on here. We have some very benevolent things going on here, and extremely spiritually and technologically advanced experiences going on. Which is good news, because the low-level contacts are coming to a close due to the benevolent ones that are coming in now. So it's part of the Earth's history to actually move and evolve and move on.
Hi, James.
Contact. Hello, we got a caller?
Yeah, this is Dean. How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Oh, good, good. Down here, base of Mount Rainier again. Called in a couple weeks ago.
Are you getting the same activity we're having?
Yeah, it's actually getting even more. And in a little while, we're going to go out here and watch. The sun's just going down right now, and it's going down where you guys are at too, obviously. But it's been crazy. I've been a lot of people's ears are ringing around here, and I think that's due to probably the planetary alignment that's going on. So it's been very interesting. A lot of people have kind of been real moody and different things too. So it's been quite a couple weeks.
Yeah, I've been trying to take my drama card, you know, and throw it in the closet and tell everybody, I'm sorry,
right.
My drama card's full and I can't find it right now.
Right.
So
right. Yeah. I work with a lot of people, and they just everybody's just kind of down and out, and they're just, you know, a lot of them are just they're walking around with this blank look, and they're kind of they look like they're dazed. And I was down at the pharmacy, and I was talking to the gal, and she knows about the planetary alignment, and she says she's getting a lot of people in there. You know how you sign for your cards and you punch in your number for your credit cards and stuff. She says people just come there and they just completely lock up. They just stop what they're doing and they can't function and different things. And so it's been real interesting. Like I said, the ringing in the ears has been quite bad today, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, there's a lot of different opinions about the ear ringing. Some say it's the Earth, you know, getting ready to bust loose, like there's some earthquake activity. And other people are saying that, which I experienced, is more of a spiritual download. It's a high-frequency energy that's going straight into the subconscious.
Right,
and,
right.
Waking people up.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's the latter of the two, because, like I said, we live right here at the base of Mount Rainier, and last time I came down to see you, there was an earthquake under Mount Rainier the day we came down, and when we got back, we were counting at least 20 ships an hour.
Yeah.
When we got back, and then I didn't see any for a long time, and then I started seeing them again, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting that all of a sudden they're back, and my mom actually said there was an earthquake under Mount Rainier again, so that's been good and that's been bad, I think, at the same time.
Well, you know, we're having this you know, I don't know what's happening. I've got to go to the solar site to find out, but obviously we got hit with something because there must have been a sun flare or some kind of coronal mass ejection because or the sun just turned out its output, you know, turned up its output all of a sudden because it's amazing. I haven't seen the sun so penetrating and intense, and it's gotten so hot. I mean, that's uncommon for this time of year to be this
hot.
Oh,
yeah. We had, what was it, 87 up here, and that was a record, I guess. And it's been humid, too.
Yeah, we're in the 90s up here.
Oh, is that right? Well, that's...
Yeah, I mean, it got up in the 90s, and it's... Plus, you know, they were saying on the radio it was 93 to 97. And I swear it felt like 97.
Now, was that today or?
Yesterday.
I didn't look today.
I don't know what it got up today, but it was baking today as well.
Yeah, well, that's crazy. Cause
I would say it's hotter.
Yeah, you lose the higher your altitude, the cooler it usually is unless there's a temperature inversion. So that's amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was pretty toasty up here. I was out working and I had hats and you know, a long sleeve shirt on. I still got burned. I couldn't believe it. It went, my whole face got burned.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I had a big old straw hat on.
Yeah, went through your hat, your clothes and everything else. And I was out today and it was amazingly hot. You know, we've been having these chemtrails up here just crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're still getting a bunch down there, but down here it's God, they're going two abreast now. They aren't even, you know, trying to hide it.
Russia is actually coming clean with the chemtrails, and they're saying that they want to start spraying sulfur in the upper atmosphere.
Oh, you're kidding.
And, you know, sulfur wouldn't be so bad compared to what they're spraying on us right now, because right now they're spraying ethylene dibromide, which is a banned pesticide, because it's so carcinogenic, and aluminum oxide. And
barium too, isn't there?
Yeah, and, you know, barium is a you use
heavy
that,
metal.
You spray that over an army, and it knocks them right down. They get muscle and joint pain. They can't march. They get stomach problems. It's like chemical warfare.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's crazy. And then they add the biologicals they're finding in there. You know, all the different combinations of molds and bacteria that have definitely been engineered. I don't know who's behind this, but from my understanding and research, it goes right up to the Oval Office, and it probably goes beyond that. But and these guys that are doing this stuff that are in control are basically out of control. I think they've lost their minds, and it's starting to look like the Third Reich all over again.
Yeah. God, that's just crazy. I mean, it kind of started with 9/11. It's kind of moved, you know, to where we're at now, and I'm sure the same people are responsible for what's happening with the chemtrails.
It does seem to be that, you know, history is repeating itself again and again and again, and just like before, people are just in denial and they just can't handle the truth. It's too much for them to handle. But you know, the good news is people are getting it now. They are waking up, and you know, Before, I live in redneck country, basically. There's a lot of Baptists, and before there was, like, Bush stickers everywhere. Every car had a waving flag, you know.
Right.
You cannot find one sticker in this town right now. I mean, not one person will put a sticker on their car.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to have to sign up. We've gone a little over the show here, so... Again, Dean, thanks for calling in. Keep listening and keep me informed about what's going on. Feel free to give me a buzz now and then and let me know what's happening over in your neck.
Absolutely. Yeah, actually, we're going to try to get down as soon as we can. We were going to come down this weekend, but things came up, and you know how that can be. All right. Thanks a million, James. Good night.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and come and see yourself. And if you can't come and see yourself, look up. Guys, they're here. Good night.